NHL enforcers have been having trouble finding work. Concerns about the long-term effects of concussions have led to stiffer penalties for fighting, and advanced analytics suggest teams that focus on puck possession skills are more successful. In March of 2015, the Wall Street Journal chronicled one result. As fewer players spent time in the penalty box, power play opportunities dropped to their lowest level since at least the 1968-69 season. To discuss these numbers, I called Terry O'Reilly, an extremely valuable asset to the Boston Bruins between 1972 and 1985, who was regularly among the league leaders in penalty minutes. During his 13 seasons with the Bruins, O'Reilly spent 2,095 minutes in the penalty box, good for 45th on the career penalty minute list. I asked him if he was happy that today's players are not likely to surpass him.
Well, it's not a record that I'm proud of. It was just an indication of the nature of the game back when I played. Say we went into Philadelphia and you body checked somebody like Dave Schultz or Ben Wilson, they felt obligated to be outraged in front of their home fans, and it was almost like their gloves were spring-loaded. You bump into them and they popped off, and away you went in a fight. But the change in the game, I think, has been nothing but good. The skill, some of the prettiest goals we've ever seen the last few years. So the game is headed in the right direction.
So it sounds as if with penalties for boarding, charging, cross-checking, elbowing, et cetera, at their lowest levels since 2001, 2002, you can see the difference when you watch a game.
You can. You know, if you were to watch a two-minute clip of a game in the 70s and then watch 2 minutes of a game in the 80s and then go to the 90s, every 10 years you can really see a visible increase, uptick in the overall speed of the skaters. And, you know, there's 20,000 people that have paid to come and watch hockey, not two people dancing in the corner.
Over the course of your career, you developed into an all-round player. You were a two-time All-Star, in fact. Would you have had the opportunity to develop your skills had you not first found a job as an enforcer?
Well, there's no question that my willingness to scrap bought me more time. But if I were to come along in this era with my skating skills that I had when I was 19, 20 years old, I would not make the Boston Bruins farm team.
Do we lose excitement, though, when there are fewer power play opportunities?
I don't know how many fewer there are. What used to be a two-minute penalty for attempted murder is now 2 minutes for putting your stick on the side of a player as he's skating by you. Wouldn't even be considered a hook back then, but once you put your stick in that area, the referee's arm goes up and a call is made, so there's a power play. So statistically, how much is it reduced?
In December, ESPN declared that the classic enforcer position is practically extinct, their words. Do you think this is a temporary change, or has the game changed in such a way that we don't see these players anymore?
I think it's a permanent change just because of the direction and the nature of the game as it's evolving. The most exciting hockey that we can ask to watch would be Stanley Cup final hockey, Olympic gold medal games. Watch the Final Four. How many fights do you see in those games? So you can have the ultimate competition in your sport without fighting, and it's evidence that we don't need it. The other thing is, with all these lawsuits for concussions floating around, the NHL really doesn't have a good defensive position if they have a game that allows two grown men to drop their gloves and punch each other in the head when down the road these players start to show long-term symptoms of concussion. So it's on its way out.
Terry O'Reilly played for the Boston Bruins from 1972 through 1985, and he once loaned my wife his school books. Mr. O'Reilly, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Have a good day.